Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. For your life to be filled with real, lasting joy requires the Holy Spirit. To do that, one key ingredient is that you pray. Lord, you know that when we make our short list of our wants, needs, and desires, wanting joy and happiness in our lives is going to be on it. God, we know that you made us, and you know that joy is one of the needs in our lives. Your word describes one of the attributes of your Holy Spirit as being joy. When we yield ourselves to your Spirit, then joy is one of the fruits of that relationship. God, you've told us that we have not because we ask not. So, Heavenly Father, please fill us with your Spirit. We are your children. And you promise to provide all our needs. We need the joy of our salvation back. The things of this life and distractions just keep getting between us and the closeness that we want to have with you and your Spirit. Forgive us our sins. Cleanse our hearts and fill them with all of the fruit, especially the joy that we once knew. Thank you, Father God, for hearing us. We look forward to the changes and improvements that you'll be making in our minds and our actions. These things we pray in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
share of all your trials and tears. And now I've found someone new who'll make it all disappear. And suddenly it all seems so clear. Isn't it amazing what a prayer can do?
Isn't it amazing?
But when it all seems hopeless, he will pull you through. And isn't it amazing how a broken heart grows strong when you finally turn to pray? His answer is already on the way. Sunshine, you know a friend of mine. I haven't seen you round here for a long, long time. Shining down and give me strength to help me carry on.
Carry on.
Jesus, you're my special song. And isn't it amazing what a prayer can do?
Isn't it amazing?
When it all seems hopeless, he will pull you through.
Broken heart grows strong
when you finally turn to pray. His answer is already on the way. I admit that there were times when the whole world seemed to turn.
Though the night around me is falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Yeah.
Still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
We really appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Many of our listeners receive weekly email from us providing information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program, complete text of the devotional, and also includes the scripture references for you. The playlist showing all of the song titles and artists is also included. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, then enter your email address at the bottom of the main page. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Again, that address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. If something comes up that you miss a program, well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7, right there on our website at calltoworship.us. You'll see many helpful resources there for you, along with specifics about other important ministries. You may enjoy Christian Oldies. This will allow you to hear contemporary Christian music from the early days of the Jesus Movement through the mid-80s. The Christian Oldies radio program started back in 2004 and then just recently added an online station for you to listen to hundreds of songs from that era. Christian Oldies is just one of many outreaches of the Call to Worship Ministries. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support as we strive to share the good news of the gospel and edify believers. Thank you very much for listening today. I pray that this is a valuable part of your worship.
It's not by might nor power, but by my
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship and praise.
When trials and tribulations crowd into your lives, don't resist but welcome them as blessings in disguise. Know they've come to test you, so produce in you the quality of endurance and the hope to see you through. So count it all joy, don't let them get you down. Count it all joy, you're standing on solid ground. Count it all joy, count it all joy. This chastening, nor faint in this reproof. For in this very scourging, God shows his love for you. A broken and a contrite heart, the Lord does not despise. And these painful times of struggling are blessings in disguise. Count it all joy.
voice, Lord, you are my strength. You are my joy.
I stand in your presence. I stand in your presence.
To be honest, I don't always feel happy. Sometimes it's just impossible. But even in my most troubled times, it helps to sing a hymn or read scriptures that remind me that God is still God and that He is with me.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Still and know that I am God.
These assurances help me look Him in the face and say, Jesus, you are my joy now and forever. Knowing He is with me, I have a joy that doesn't go away when problems come. And that joy keeps me strong.
When we look for real, lasting, genuine joy, then the place to go is to God's Holy Spirit. The Bible is pretty clear about the concept that the more we know about God, the deeper and more real that our joy will be. As we learn about our Creator and fill our hearts and minds with His Word, the greater the influence that the Holy Spirit will have on our lives. And the more filled with and yielded to the Spirit, the easier it will be for people around us to see the fruit of that Spirit. And the spiritual reality of our faith will include joy unspeakable and full of glory. Listen to 1 Peter. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Pray often. Even when you're not alone, but are busy about your day, you can be communicating with the Lord in your heart. Listen to Luke 18. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Yes, it is possible to pray all the time. Be listening to and talking with God in your heart and mind all day. Read and meditate on God's Word. You've heard it said that when all else fails, read the instructions. Well, the Bible is our instruction manual. It is vital that we invest time in God's Word every day. The more you are reading it, meditating on it, and memorizing it, the better your life will be. Listen to this reminder from Paul in his second letter to his son in the faith, Timothy. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Find opportunities to spend time with God's family. We have all experienced the fact of life that birds of a feather flock together. Another way of thinking about that concept is that when we spend a lot of time with someone, we become more like them. When you and I invest consistent time with God, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to and through us, we continue the process of growing in Christ, progressive sanctification. Listen to 2 Peter, 3rd chapter. Dear friends, be on guard, then you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All glory to Him, both now and forever. Amen. That is referred to in Scripture in several places and examples. Here's a reminder of how this affects us when we spend time with other people, Christian friends. Proverbs 27, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Hebrews 10, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. While we are growing more and more like Christ, don't be afraid to be real with those around you. Let them see Jesus. And as we do, our attitude should be similar to that of John the Baptist. Listen to his heart as his disciples referred to people going to Christ instead of coming to him and his disciples. John, 3rd chapter. You yourselves know how plainly I told you, I am not the Messiah. I am only here to prepare the way for him. It is the bridegroom who marries the bride, and the bridegroom's friend is simply glad to stand with him and hear his vows. Therefore, I'm filled with joy at his success. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. He's come from above and is greater than anyone else. We are of the earth, and we speak of earthly things. But he has come from heaven and is greater than anyone else. Folks, our focus should always be on Christ, getting closer to and more like Him while we are pointing others to Him. You will be blessed as you incorporate this spiritual trifecta into your lifestyle. Think about these three items. 1. Pray often. 2. Read and meditate on Scripture. And 3. Fellowship with other Christians. Friend, as you set these priorities, you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Holy One, bringing you joy in your journey.
Put Jesus first in your life. Let Him take your burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let Him handle all the problems standing in your way. You have searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you've found. Put Jesus first in your life and let Him turn your life around. Life is full of changes, each day rearranges the things that count for you. Things that mean so much today can mean much less tomorrow, even if your dreams come true. Ah, but there's someone I have found, a rock to build my life around. Put Jesus first in your life. Let Him take all your burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let Him handle problems standing in your way. Oh, you have
searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you've found. Put Jesus first in your life and let Him turn your life
beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, you're not the first to be acquainted. Sorrow, grief, or pain, but the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child. Seed of faith in God, in mountains you can't move. You've risked your life on things you cannot prove. Oh, but to give the things you cannot keep. What you cannot lose is the way to find the joy God has for you. Sing the song.
Hold on, my child.
Thank you for joining us for Call to Worship. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we've looked at the vital relationship we have with God's Holy Spirit and how that will bring us real, lasting joy. I hope that this time has been encouraging to you and an important part of your worship today. please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not yet a believer, please stop and listen. Believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among the dead ones according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There is a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's great news. We would like to hear from you. Reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website. That's calltoworship.us. That address again is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, you love Him even though you have never seen Him. Though you do not see Him now, you trust Him. And you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy.
Unspeakable peace, unreachable ease.